rest of the company. "Well, now," said the Duke, over his third mug of Cib, "we'll see about that cellar, and then, barring immediate trouble, we'll get some sleep."
"Agreed."
Arkelin stretched and yawned. "Is Pont back, Doran?" "Yes. I sent him on to sleep when he came. He's up again and ready to take the day watches. Nothing's happened outside. Oh, yes, my lord. I took the liberty of sending word to the villages." "I should have thought of that. Good for you. As of this morning, nothing's happened there either. The councils will meet with you at your convenience. They've alerted all the veterans. Piter has a list of all the travelers in the Red Fox, and they won't be going anywhere today."
"Oh?"
"Something's happened to their horses, or their wagons, and it seems a thief went through last night and stole left shoes." The Duke laughed, and the others joined in.
"That Piter! It's a good thing he's on my side."
He pushed his chair back. "Let's get to that cellar, then, and hope to find nothing we need worry about until after rest." The cellar door in question yielded to none of the keys on the ring. Doran had searched Venner's quarters, and found another ring in a hollow carved into his bedpost. She handed it over. These keys were thinner and newer than the others. One of them slipped into the lock and turned it. Inside, it looked like any wine cellar. Rows of racks with slender green bottles on one side, and barrels, raised off the floor on chocks on the other. The new extension, clearly visible, made it almost twice as large as before. Along the far wall were more racks for bottles. Most of these were empty. They prowled around the cellar, tapping on walls. All seemed solid. Pock stayed near the Duke. It seemed to her that the room could have held many more racks if they had been arranged differently. Racks and barrels both sat well out from the walls. She asked the Duke about it.
"I don't know," he said, looking surprised. "I suppose perhaps the air is supposed to move around them, or it's easier to clean."
It was very clean, as if it had been swept recently. Pox bent to look under the racks. Surely there would be dust underneath. They couldn't move all the racks and barrels every time. She saw something dark and heavy. It didn't look like dust. She swiped at it with her hand and teased it out into view. A dried lump of clay. The same sort of clay that clung to their boots in the field.
"What's that?" asked Doran behind her.
"I don't know, clay, I think. But why under there?" As she said it, she thought of mud from boots falling off, being swept under.
"Huh, not exactly like our clay, grayer.
Well, it's dry."
"Even so."
Doran flattened herself on the floor and looked under the rack. Can you see that different colored stone there?"
Pox lay down and looked. One of the square paving blocks that floored the cellar looked a shade darker than the others.
But it was under the rack, after all. She reached out to touch it. It was stone. Doran had gotten up. The Duke leaned over to look.
"We'll move this rack," he said.
Pox and the others laid hands on it and shoved it aside. The stone in question was slightly darker gray. The space between it and the stones around it was filled tightly with earth.
"It can't be a door," said Arkelin. "Look how the cracks filled."
"The others aren't," Doran pointed. Between other stones, a broom had swept out some of the earth, leaving little grooves, but on this one, the dirt looked unnaturally smooth, filling the crack to the brim. Doran drew her dagger and picked at it. It came out in long sections, exactly like dried mud. Beneath that surface of mud, the crack was clean and empty. They all stared at it a moment.
"Let's use sense,"